Some senior citizens in Washington recently got a flyer in the mail from supporters of same-sex marriage. It says approval of Referendum 74 will preserve domestic partnerships for seniors. Gay marriage opponents call the ad a misleading scare tactic. KUOW's Liz Jones takes a closer look at that claim.
The campaign backing same-sex marriage in Washington paid for this mailer to senior citizens. It's targeting them because Referendum 74 touches on domestic partnerships between straight seniors who live together. Washington State approved these partnerships 5 years ago. They're meant to prevent seniors from losing some federal benefits if they remarry. Chip White is with Preserve Marriage Washington. The group opposes gay marriage. He says the mailer is misleading because it suggests the referendum threatens domestic partnerships for seniors.
They need to stop trying to trick senior citizens. Trying to trick seniors is shameful. Shame on them.
The mailer starts off with a paragraph about that threat to senior benefits. Then it goes on to say approval of R-74 will preserve the partnerships. It suggests the two are tied together. That's not really the case. State documents make it clear the partnerships will stay on the books whether the measure is approved or rejected. The mailer itself is factual, but critics say it raises an unnecessary alarm for seniors. Zach Silk is with Washington United for Marriage. He says the alarm already existed. The mailer aims to put seniors at ease.
Yeah, you know, we had actually picked up on these concerns that seniors were concerned about what would happen to domestic partnerships, and this was an important piece of the conversation in the legislature. We wanted to make sure that they knew that it would not be jeopardized by approving Referendum 74.
Silk points out Washington lawmakers debated domestic partnerships last year as they crafted the same-sex marriage law. There was talk of getting rid of the partnerships altogether. Silk says the point of the mailer is to reassure seniors that's not the case. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.